Hi guys, it's Mr. Brown, and I'm over here in Japan, on Sado Island, which is off the coast of Niigata. I got here today by ferry. I'm now walking in the dark because I didn't realize that when I left the hotel, which is in the middle of nowhere, to walk through the rice fields, it would be dark very soon. It was almost sunset when I left. And I'm now walking through the paddy fields using my iPhone 10 Lite as a guide. But it's all fine, it's all safe, I think. I just went to the Lawson's, which, as you know, is their convenience store or combini. And you know, when you see a Lawson's, you get very excited. So I went in there and I bought some snacks and some drinks. Now, where am I? Hang on, let me just get my bearings. No, that's not it. Yeah, so I was looking for some soju, and then a big ass bottle, which is like 1 liter, right? I'm not going to drink all that alcohol in one night. So the lady helped me to find, the lady at the Lawson's helped me to find small little shots, the mini shots of soju. I got a sweet potato one and a barley one. In a small enough size that I can finish. It's surprising how cheap these things are here. I mean, drinking in Singapore is very expensive. It's now apparent to me why salarymen get drunk all the time in Japan. I kind of hope I'm walking the right way because I've got zero bearing right now. Give me a second. Let me find my bearing. Oh, there's one street lamp there. Yeah, so it's been an adventure. I flew in from San Jose yesterday. It was a 10-hour flight. And then promptly at 4 p.m. when I landed, jumped into a train and took a 2.5-hour train to Niigata. Land of rice. And land of rice and what was that? Sake, which I haven't tasted yet. It was a mistake to immediately jump into the train because I forgot to buy drinks and food. So I got really, really hungry. By the time I got to Niigata, it was already 8:30 p.m. So hence the giant bowl of ramen you saw me order. Then this morning I took a ferry across the waters. It's 2.5 hours. Very fun. I enjoy trains and ferries. I'm a bit of a nerd that way. I found my hotel in the distance. It's a very old hotel I'm staying in. You know, some of those onsen / ryokan / old school places. You're not supposed to go sightseeing, you're supposed to kind of like chill out there. Later I'll have a bath. I will have a dip in the onsen, I think. I'm here for a few days, so I'll try to share stuff as I go along. I am here alone. I like to travel like that sometimes. And so far it's been fun. I miss Japan. My last time here was January this year. I know. Not long ago, but that was work. 5 days of it, I couldn't do anything else. So this is my time, this me time over here in Sado Island. So far my travel decisions have been random. I have no idea where I want to go each time. So what I do is I just make up my mind that day. I have a JR pass, which is like a unlimited train / Shinkansen pass, about a 7-day one, and that allows me to be flexible about where I go. At first I was going to go to Hokkaido, but nah, the guy at the counter said, "Oh no, Hokkaido, no, earthquake." Yeah, so I guess that was out of the question. So I headed to Niigata instead. So tomorrow, I'll see Sado Island a bit more. But really, to be told, I don't know where I'm going next. So let's see. All right, I'm gonna go back to the hotel and wash up. I have a 7:30 dinner reserved. You know, these places, when you stay in these hotels, you tend to kind of book all these things because you'd rather eat in than go outside and look for food. It's more fun that way. Alrighty, catch you guys later. Bye.